Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Welcome to Stanley's Coffee House and Kitchen at Barker and Stonehouse in Knaresbury at the St James's Retail Park, where I have managed to persuade the proprietors of Stanley's to come and join me for a lovely cup of tea. It's on a proper china cup and saucer I've got going on over here, which is far more refined than the mug I normally drink from at Stray FM. So Matthew and Helen, thank you for taking a bit of time out to have a chat.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here, Tom. Welcome to Stanley's once again, and we thought we'd give you the china, so it was just like being at home. I'm sure that's exactly what you do at home.
Yeah. I don't think my house has ever seen one of these before. Exciting times for you, Matthew, because I believe you've got a new chef starting soon here, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We've obviously settled into our extended eating area now, and Paul Smith joins us this week, who will take forward the kitchen, and we'll be developing some more dishes alongside the style that we do. So we're looking forward to welcoming Paul, and that will obviously take a lot of pressure off my darling wife Helen, who's plugged away in the kitchen, and she'll be now coming out front and embracing the clientele that we have here at Stanley's.
So Helen is here. Are you looking forward to having Paul join the team?
Yes, very much so. It's been a long haul, but I'm pretty sure we found the right person, which I'm really, really pleased about. And he's so enthusiastic about the job and about his food, is meticulous with everything. He's come and worked for a few days just to see how he likes it, and he was convinced after the first time of meeting that it was what he wanted to do.
It's always good when you find someone who's so excited to start a role, isn't it?
It is.
And Helen, if you've heard Stanley's on the show before, Helen is the person behind all the amazing cakes that you have here, and I believe there's a new cake you've got in the range, is that right?
Yeah, well, we're doing new ones all the time, but we got a recipe off a customer from Lancashire, I think.
Wow.
It was, and she asked if we had ever heard of Matilda cake stroke slice, and I said no, so she gave me the recipe and we tried it, and people like it, so we kept it on.
The first thing that comes into my head when I hear the words Matilda and cake together is the Roald Dahl book and the massive chocolate cake, but I don't think that's what this is. So this is a different kind of cake. Can you just explain what's in the cake for us?
Yeah, it's not chocolate. It's like a very posh shortbread. It's
right.
Got cherries and sultanas in and golden syrup. People seem to enjoy it. It's another one that isn't covered in chocolate, so slightly different, but it's gone out really, really well. So pleased with it.
And is it a perfect? Does it go with a cup of tea very well, or is it something to have on its own? Or
it goes with anything. You could have it for breakfast, lunch, or tea. It's not a problem. I can pick out whatever.
We go on to the savoury side of things, because yes, you can come here, you can have a lovely coffee, you can have a lovely cake, but you've got some great stuff coming out of your kitchen on the savoury side of things as well. I think there's this embracing summer with some vegetables at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, we've done a lot with different flavoured frittatas, served with salads. We've done spinach and ricotta phyllo pies, stroke tarts with a spicy vegetable salad, and we're still selling quite a bit of different soups, summery soups, you know, like roasted cherry tomato, pepper and basil, and different salads, coronation chicken salad, just, you know.
Really reflecting the seasons, isn't it?
Yeah, and whatever produce, you know, local produce that we think will sell, and then we'll be changing our menu to suit the winter and autumn months coming up.
I was going to say, actually, because we're just clinging on to summer at the start of September, aren't we? So moving forward, we'll be into the autumn and winter, so you can be sure to expect some changes in the menu, as you mentioned there, Helen. Matthew, you mentioned on a previous show that you've been on with us that some of your accompaniments that go with your meals are now available for you to take home with you. When we first met all those months ago, you mentioned that you can take the coffee home with you, so if you enjoy the coffee, you can take a batch of that home with you. Tell us about these condiments that you've got as well.
Yeah, I think in a previous show, Tom, we had Hannah here from the Fruity Kitchen, and they make all our chutneys and pickles, our brown sauce, our red tomato sauce, and they've now developed a small retail jar which we're selling on our counter. They sell it at other farm shops around the area, and thanks to all the customers that have been and bought it, it's you know, quite quirky now that people are having coffee, they're having the condiments that go with their food, and they're going to the counter and buying it all and taking it home, we might never see them again.
Well, you know, at least they're embracing your recipes and your flavours and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure they'll be back when the menu changes to see what's on. And it has been busy for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had we've obviously had the summer, and as a new business, we have no trading pattern. So we've had the odd quiet day when it's been really, really hot. And I think people have stayed at home, have been in the garden. But in general, fantastic. And an extremely busy bank holiday, the last bank holiday. The weekend just gone by has been fantastic. So thanks to everyone that joined us here at Stanley's, and we look forward to welcoming you whenever we're here. We're open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and either myself or Helen is here most of the time, probably Helen a little bit more than me, but we look forward to welcoming everybody here, Tom.
So I know with all this busyness, which of course is fantastic for you, you probably deserve a bit of a holiday, don't you? And are you off to Portugal, is that right?
I am indeed, yes. I've managed to get an agreement from Helen that I can disappear to Portugal.
Helen, are you not going to Portugal?
No, I need a break from living with a husband.
Oh, I like this. I won't pry too much. Where are you going in Portugal?
We'll just go and go golf with some friends to Villa Moura, and I'm sure Helen will have a tear in her eyes. She waves me away.
You'll be. Are you manning the place on your own then, Helen?
Not on my own. We have a great team with us, so it just means we're one man down.
Fantastic. Well, Matthew, have a wonderful holiday.
Well, Lily's shoes, though, no problem.
Oh, well, yeah, you won't even notice that he's not here. Helen, have a wonderful next month, and we'll have Stanley's back on the show very, very soon. Don't forget, you can always pop down and sample some of this stuff at Barker and Stonehouse and St James's Retail Park for Stanley's Coffee House and Kitchen.
Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.